Chapter 4, Vehicle Licensing. Chapter Overview. This chapter describes vehicle licensing procedures. About the SPSV vehicle license. Applying for a vehicle license. Renewing a vehicle license. Replacing an expired vehicle license. Changing the vehicle on a vehicle license. Transferring a license after the death of the vehicle license holder. Changing to another license category. Surrendering a vehicle license. 4.1. About the SPSV vehicle license. If you want to use a vehicle as a taxi, wheelchair accessible taxi, hackney, wheelchair accessible hackney, local area hackney, or limousine, that vehicle must be licensed as a small public service vehicle, SPSV. The NTA gives these licenses to people or companies who meet certain rules and conditions and whose vehicles meet the required standards. A vehicle license can be held by one individual or by a company. The SPSV Vehicle License, Frequently Asked Questions, FAQs. What does the vehicle license allow? The license lets a vehicle be used in one of the SPSV categories. This could be a taxi, wheelchair accessible taxi, a hackney, wheelchair accessible hackney, local area hackney, or a limousine. How long does the license last? A vehicle license can be valid for 12 months, 6 months, or until the vehicle reaches its age limit. See Appendix A, Vehicle Age Rules, for details about age limits. Can you change the vehicle on the license? Yes, but only if certain rules are met. See Section 4.5, Changing the Vehicle on a Vehicle License. Can you link more than one vehicle to the same license? No, only one vehicle can be associated with a license at any time. Can a vehicle be licensed in more than one category? No, a vehicle can only be licensed in one category at a time. Can you transfer a vehicle license to another person? No, but if the license holder dies, the license can be passed to a previously nominated person. See Section 4.6, Transferring a License After the Death of the Vehicle License Holder. Can a company or a business transfer a vehicle license to a different company? No, if the company is sold or taken over, the license is automatically revoked. Can the license category be changed? Yes, sometimes in certain situations. A taxi license can be changed to a wheelchair accessible taxi license, and vice versa. See Section 4.7, Changing to Another License Category. Can the license be sold? No, a vehicle license cannot be sold. Change of ownership of a vehicle license is only possible when the current license holder dies. See Section 4.6, Transferring a License After the Death of the Vehicle License Holder. Note, currently the NTA is only accepting new license applications for wheelchair accessible taxis, wheelchair accessible hackneys, local area hackneys, and limousines. 4.2, Applying for a Vehicle License. To apply for and get an SPSV license, there are 5 steps to take. Step 1. Get the right vehicle. Step 2. Submit the application. Step 3. Equip the vehicle in line with SPSV regulations. Step 4. Get ready for the initial suitability inspection. Step 5. Submit the vehicle for its initial suitability inspection. Step 1. Get the right vehicle. A vehicle license can only be given to someone who is the registered owner of the vehicle or is legally allowed to use it, for example, under a car lease or a hire purchase agreement. To get a license to operate a vehicle as an SPSV, the vehicle must be roadworthy and suitable. Roadworthy. You must have an NCT certificate of roadworthiness for the vehicle. This must be issued no more than 90 days before your initial suitability inspection. See Chapter 3, Choosing a Vehicle to Use as an SPSV. Suitable. The vehicle must meet the rules for operating as an SPSV in the category listed on the license application. This includes the correct age and size of the vehicle. See Chapter 3, Choosing a Vehicle to Use as an SPSV. Further information. Check the details in the suitable vehicle list, information guide G9, and the initial suitability inspection manual. These can be found on NTA's website, www.nationaltransport.ie. For more information, check Appendix A, Vehicle Age Rules. A person who is permitted to remain in Ireland as the holder of an Immigration Stamp 2 student visa issued by the Irish Naturalisation and Immigration Service of the Department of Justice and Equality is not permitted to hold an SPSV vehicle licence, nor may they rent a licensed vehicle to operate as an SPSV. Nor, with effect from the 1st of January 2015, may they work as a taxi driver, either as an employee or in their own right. Such students may not engage in self-employment. Step 2. Submit the application. To apply for a new vehicle licence, complete Form VL1, which you can download from NTA's website. Before you submit the form, make sure your tax affairs are in order, as NTA will check your tax clearance status with Revenue before issuing a licence. For wheelchair accessible vehicle licence. If you are applying for a wheelchair accessible vehicle licence, you must include a copy of the technical assessor's full report and supporting test data, as explained in Chapter 3, Choosing a Vehicle to Use as an SPSV. For a limousine licence. If you are applying for a limousine licence related to a modified vehicle, you must include a copy of the technical assessor's basic report, as explained in Chapter 3, Choosing a Vehicle to Use as an SPSV. For a local area Hackney licence. If you are applying for a local area Hackney licence, you must include proof that there is a need for a local area Hackney service in your area. Check Appendix B, Local Area Hackneys. The VL1 form must include contact details for booking the vehicle so that passengers who require a wheelchair SPSV can contact you. This will appear on the Wheelchair Accessible Vehicle WAV register. The area where the vehicle will operate, the days and times the vehicle will be available for hire. Note, if you are not an Irish citizen, signing the VL1 confirms that you have permission to be in the state and operate a business or be self-employed in the state. Send your application along with payment and any necessary supporting documents to SPSV Licensing Section, National Transport Authority, P.O. Box 436, City North Business Park, Tuam Road, Galway. Tip, do not send your original documents. Photocopies are accepted. If all the necessary information is received, NTA will process your application and respond within 5 to 10 working days. NTA can return any application that is not complete or filled out correctly. NTA will check your tax clearance status with the Revenue. You do not need to send a tax clearance certificate with your application, just your Irish Social Security number, Personal Public Service number, PPS. If the application is approved, NTA will send you a conditional offer letter. This letter will have a 5-digit provisional license number. For taxis and wheelchair accessible taxis, this number is needed to set up the taximeter and buy the roof sign and taxi branding. The conditional offer letter is for the vehicle in the application and it is valid for 90 days. During this time, you must finish the other steps to get your license. Tip, the conditional offer is not a license to operate the vehicle as an SPSV. Step 3. Equip the vehicle according to SPSV regulations. You must display the correct in-vehicle information card, which gives passengers useful information about their rights and responsibilities. This is available at the SPSV vehicle licensing centres around the country. In addition to this, all SPSVs must also always carry the following safety and passenger communication equipment. a fire extinguisher with at least 2 kilograms of dry powder or the equivalent to meet EN3 standards with a current label and stored safely in the vehicle. A first aid kit that meets the DIN 13164 standard or be a kit recommended by the Health and Safety Authority. A high visibility reflective safety vest that meets EN 471 standards with the standards shown on its label. An advanced warning triangle that meets ECE Regulation 27 standards. A working handheld torch. A pen and paper to communicate with passengers who may have difficulty understanding or speaking. Note: some items in a first aid kit have expiry dates and must be replaced from time to time. No items should be expired. This will be checked during the inspection. Advertising. All SPSVs. No advertisement, sign or symbol with offensive, discriminatory, obscene words or images should be displayed inside or outside of an SPSV. Unless NTA approves it in writing, you cannot use any electronic advertising signs that can be seen from outside the vehicle. Only the approved card payment symbol can be shown to indicate that card payments are accepted. Advertising in or on hackneys and limousines. A hackney or limousine cannot display any sign or advertisement unless it has been approved in writing by NTA. Equipping a vehicle for operation as a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi. Taxis and wheelchair accessible taxis must have a taximeter and printer installed and working according to the National Maximum Taxi Fare. They must also have a regulation roof sign and display the approved taxi branding as described below. About taximeters. A taximeter is an electronic device that automatically calculates and displays the correct fare for a taxi ride based on the National Maximum Taxi Fare. Purchasing a taximeter. Many companies sell and install taximeters. While these companies are not regulated, the taximeters in SPSV vehicles must use programs approved by the Legal Metrology Service to calculate fares. Choosing the right taximeter for you. Before choosing a taximeter, compare models and prices. Different models have different features and costs. Note: new taximeters for sale must be EC approved according to the Measuring Instruments Directive 2006. Consider the following when buying a taximeter. Location. Is there a good place to install the taximeter in your vehicle? Passengers need to see it clearly and it should not block your view when driving. Cost of installation. Does the price of installation include the setup of National Maximum Taxi Fare calculation and calibration, or do you need to arrange this separately? Remember, if the taximeter is not calibrated or set properly when you submit it for verification, it cannot be approved and you will have to return for another visit, which will cost extra money. Reprogramming. Can the taximeter be easily reprogrammed if a new fare structure starts? How much does this reset cost? Operating costs. What are the costs for things like receipt rolls, printer ink, and more? After-sale service. What type of support does the supplier offer after purchase? Installing a taximeter. When you buy a vehicle for use as a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, you must have a taximeter installed and programmed before the initial suitability inspection. The taximeter must be set up with the vehicle's registration number, the vehicle's license number, the correct fare structure, the correct time and date. After the vehicle passes the initial suitability inspection and you get the license, you should make an appointment with the Legal Metrology Service to have the taximeter checked so that it cannot be tampered with. Tip: keep the letter confirming your appointment with you in the vehicle until the taximeter is sealed. If you buy a vehicle that was previously a taxi and already has a taximeter, ask the previous owner for all the relevant documents, like operating guides, supplier contact details, and the last verification date. The taximeter will need to be reprogrammed and verified with the new vehicle's license number. Fitting a taximeter. It must be securely attached in a place where passengers can easily see and read it. The taximeter must be connected to a printer that can print receipts automatically. The best place to install the taximeter is in the middle or central area above the dashboard if it does not obstruct any airbags. Note: every owner or user of a taximeter must have it checked by the Legal Metrology Service, part of the National Standards Authority of Ireland, to make sure it meets legal requirements. The NTA works with the Legal Metrology Service to regulate taximeters. Further information. For more information on taximeter verification and legal metrology services, visit www.nsai.ie. Taxi signs and branding. All taxis and wheelchair accessible taxis must have special taxi signs, called branding, on the front doors. This branding must follow NTA rules and must include the vehicle's license number. Only suppliers approved by the NTA can put this branding on the vehicle. All taxis and wheelchair accessible taxis must also have a regulation roof sign that meets NTA rules. The sign must show the word taxi or toxi, the vehicle license number, and the words license number or Uibre an Cadúnais. The county sticker or stickers that show where the driver is allowed to ply for hire. The wheelchair symbol if the taxi is licensed to carry wheelchair users. Note: if more than one driver uses the vehicle as a taxi and they are licensed to work in different counties, each driver may need a different roof sign. Taxi and wheelchair accessible taxi roof signs are allowed to display contact information for the taxi or dispatch company that the driver works with. Display a credit or a debit card symbol indicating that cards are accepted. Refer to page 66 for illustration. The symbol must be the one approved by the NTA. It can be printed as a sticker and then added to the roof sign. Note: no other details can be shown on the roof sign. Information about the taxi driver's union or group is not allowed to be displayed on any part of the SPSV, including the roof sign. Standard taxi roof sign, viewed from the front. Standard taxi roof sign in Irish, viewed from the front. Wheelchair accessible taxi roof sign in Irish, viewed from the front. Refer to page 66 for illustration. There is a space available for additional area stickers or for dispatch operator or taxi contact details. Otherwise, it must remain blank. Wheelchair accessible vehicles must display the accessibility symbol prominently front and back. The vehicle license number must be displayed front and back on this panel. Tip: the taxi roof sign may be placed lengthways for journeys that are likely to exceed 30 kilometres. This will conserve fuel. Roof sign rules. The roof sign must have a built-in light that works like this. The light must be on when the taxi is available for hire. The light must be off when the taxi is hired. You cannot add any extra lights to the roof sign. The roof sign must also meet the following requirements. It must be firmly attached to the vehicle. It must be easy to remove when needed. It must be easy to read from the front and back of the vehicle. It must be displayed according to the rules in the Initial Suitability Inspection Manual. Any trusted roof sign supplier will know these rules: size, shape, colours and materials. It must be taken off when the vehicle is not working as a taxi and is parked in a public place. Step 4. Get ready for the initial suitability inspection. Now you need to gather the right documents and book your vehicle's initial suitability inspection. The initial suitability inspection manual, available on the NTA website, explains what will be checked during the inspection. It is a good idea to read it carefully so you know what to expect and you can get your vehicle ready. This will give you a better chance of passing the inspection. Documents you will need. 1. An insurance certificate. The certificate must be a valid and original certificate. It must be in the name of the person applying for the license. The names must match exactly. If they do not match, the inspection will fail. The certificate must show the vehicle registration number. It must state that the vehicle is covered for use as an SPSV. 2. Your NCT certificate. You do not need to bring this certificate. It is checked online at the time of booking. The NCT certificate must be for the same vehicle you want to license. The certificate must be issued within 90 days before your inspection. 3. Vehicle Registration Certificate, VRC. Bring the original VRC document, also known as a logbook. 4. If the vehicle is leased or under hire purchase, bring a letter on headed or official writing paper from the registered owner of the vehicle. The letter must say that you have the right to use the vehicle for at least 12 months. 5. A copy of the technical assessor's full or basic report. This is only needed if it applies to your case. See Chapter 4, Vehicle Licensing. NTA checks most documents online and will also check your tax clearance with revenue. The name on all your SPSV documents must match the name with revenue. Booking the initial suitability inspection. Call 0818 064 000 to book your initial suitability inspection. Have these ready when you call. Your insurance and NCT details. Your PPSN. Note, only the person applying for the license can make the booking. You will be asked security questions to prove your identity. The booking agent will check the following: your insurance and NCT, your tax clearance, that you own the vehicle or are legally allowed to use it, for example, through a lease or hire purchase deal, that you agree to the terms and conditions for getting a vehicle license, which are included in your conditional offer letter. An appointment for the initial suitability inspection will only be given if all your documents are valid and approved. The appointment must happen while your documents are still valid. Note, the age of your vehicle is checked at the time of booking. If your vehicle is too old on the inspection date, you will not be given an appointment. See Appendix A, Vehicle Age Rules. Changing your appointment for vehicle licensing inspection. You can cancel or reschedule an appointment for a vehicle licensing inspection without charge up to 2 working days before the appointment. If you cancel or reschedule on the working day immediately before the appointment, a late cancellation fee is charged. You cannot cancel or reschedule a vehicle licensing inspection on the day of the appointment. If you do not present the vehicle for inspection at the appointed time, you lose the entire fee and you will not get a refund. Step 5. Submit the vehicle for its initial suitability inspection. The initial suitability inspection takes place at one of the vehicle licensing centres around the country. The inspection is designed to check and ensure that the vehicle meets the requirements for the category of SPSV you are applying for. The vehicle is expected to be in good and clean condition, inside and out, when presented for inspection. The luggage area should be free from personal objects and the required safety items should be easy to access for the inspector. All windows and door locks should work properly. If the vehicle has been changed from its original specification, you must bring a copy of the technical assessor's full or basic report for the vehicle with you to the initial suitability inspection. See Chapter 3, Choosing a Vehicle to Use as an SPSV. Your tax clearance status will also be checked again on the day of inspection. Your vehicle insurance cover, insurance disc and certificate will also be checked. Remember to bring your original insurance certificate with you to the inspection and make sure that the name on the certificate exactly matches the name on the license application. Note, if your vehicle is not correctly insured on the day of your initial suitability inspection, the license cannot be given to you. The name on all your submitted documents must match exactly, as shown in the example below. Example, name on the license application, James Murphy. Names on the insurance certificate suitable for licensing, James Murphy. Names on the insurance certificate unsuitable for licensing, Jim Murphy, James Murphy Jr., James J. Murphy, Seamus O'Murcu. After your vehicle passes inspection, when you meet NTA's license rules and your vehicle passes the initial suitability inspection, the licensing inspector will add your vehicle to the register of licensed SPSVs. They will also place special tamper-proof license discs on the front and back windows of your vehicle. For more about these discs, see Chapter 5, Working as an SPSV Operator. Your vehicle can now be used as an SPSV in the category shown on the license. A license certificate will be given to the person who brings the vehicle in for inspection. A vehicle license can last for 1 year, 6 months, or until the vehicle reaches its maximum age limit. See the next section in this chapter on renewing a vehicle license. Note, it is a crime to use a vehicle as an SPSV without a valid license. A conditional offer is not a license to operate. 4.3. Renewing a vehicle license. License validity. A vehicle license is usually valid for 12 months from the date it is issued. If your vehicle is more than 10 years old, the license will be valid for only 6 months at a time. An exception applies to vehicles licensed as limousines that were first registered before the 1st of January 1980. Licenses for such vintage limousines are renewed for 12 months. If your vehicle is nearing its maximum age, the license will only last until that age, either the 10th or 15th birthday, depending on the type of vehicle. Read Appendix A, Vehicle Age Rules, for more details. Validity for local area Hackney licenses. A local area Hackney license can only be renewed up to 3 years from the date it was first issued. Note, it is a serious offence to use a vehicle as an SPSV without an active license. The maximum fine is €5,000. When and how to renew your license? You can renew your license up to 60 days before it expires. The new license starts the day after the old one ends, so renewing early will not shorten your license time. Not all inspection centres are open every day, and often centres will be fully booked. It is highly recommended that you start your license renewal in plenty of time to ensure the vehicle is inspected before the license expires. If you renew late, there is an extra fee. See Section 4.6, Replacing the Expired Vehicle License. Renewal conditions. You can only renew a license if 1. You are the registered owner of the vehicle, or you have a legal right to use the vehicle, such as under a lease or hire purchase agreement. 2. Your vehicle meets the age rules listed in Appendix A, Vehicle Age Rules. Booking your license renewal assessment. The NTA usually sends a friendly reminder by letter or email before your license expires. You should read the License Renewal Assessment Manual on the NTA website. It tells you what will be checked and how the inspection works. Reading the manual and preparing your vehicle properly will help you pass the inspection and avoid delays. Required documentation. You must have the following items ready when calling to book your license renewal assessment, as you will need to give the details over the phone. 1. An insurance certificate. 2. An NCT certificate. 3. Your CCSN. This is your confidential customer service number included on all correspondence issued in relation to your SPSV license. These requirements are the same as for a new license application, described in Section 4.2, Applying for a Vehicle License. If your vehicle has been modified or changed since its last inspection, you will need to obtain a Technical Assessor's Basic Report as described in Chapter 3, Choosing a Vehicle to Use as an SPSV, and bring a copy with you to leave at the License Renewal Assessment. Booking your assessment. Book your license renewal assessment by calling 0818 064 000. The appointment can only be made by the vehicle license holder. Security questions will be asked to confirm your identity. NTA looks at and validates all documentation online at the time of booking. It checks the ownership of your vehicle or your legal right to use and have it in your possession. NTA checks your tax clearance status with revenue. The name with revenue and your SPSV license must also be a match. When booking your appointment, you will also be required to pay the license renewal fee by credit or debit card. You will be unable to book a license renewal assessment unless your documentation is validated and checked online. An appointment can be offered only when all required documents are valid and your vehicle meets the age rules. Submitting your vehicle for its license renewal assessment. The license renewal assessment will take place at one of the vehicle licensing centres across the country. During this check, the inspector will look at the condition of your vehicle and check that it still meets the legal standards to stay licensed. On the day of your inspection, the inspector will check that your tax clearance and that your insurance is valid. Your insurance disc and original certificate will also be reviewed. The name on your insurance certificate must exactly match the name on your vehicle license. If your vehicle is not insured correctly, your vehicle will not be renewed. Your vehicle must be clean inside and outside when you bring it to the centre. Make sure the luggage area is empty. Make sure all the safety equipment is easy for the inspector to find. All doors, locks and windows must work properly. If your vehicle passes the inspection, 1. The licensing inspector will update the National Register of Licensed SPSVs. 2. Remove the old tamper-proof license discs and put new tamper-proof discs on your front and rear windows. Note: do not try to remove the tamper-proof discs yourself. If you do not have the discs for any reason, call the NTA on 0818 064 000 before your inspection. The license cannot be renewed unless the old discs are returned. Tamper-proof license discs always remain the property of the NTA. When this is done, your vehicle can be used as an SPSV in the correct category. You will also be given a license certificate. 4.4. Replacing an expired vehicle license. If your license expires, you have up to 24 months, 2 years from the expiry date to apply for a replacement. Extra fees apply when replacing an expired license. Local area Hackney licenses cannot be renewed or replaced more than 3 years after the date they were first issued. Note: vehicle licenses that are expired for more than 24 months cannot be replaced. 4.5. Changing the vehicle on a vehicle license. You can switch the vehicle on your license if the new vehicle is roadworthy, suitable for use as an SPSV, and has the correct equipment. See Chapter 3, Choosing a Vehicle to Use as an SPSV. It is your responsibility to make sure the new vehicle meets these rules before buying it. To help ensure your vehicle meets NTA regulations, check these documents on the NTA website. Suitable Vehicle List, Information Guide G9, Initial Suitability Inspection Manual. Appendix A, Vehicle Age Rules, explains age limits for vehicles. A license can only be issued to the person who owns the vehicle or has a legal right to use it through a lease or hire purchase agreement. What to do with the old vehicle? Before you get rid of your old vehicle, remove the tamper-proof license discs from both the front and rear windows. You must bring these to the initial suitability inspection of your new vehicle. For taxis or wheelchair-accessible taxis, remove the roof sign. You can use it on the new vehicle after the change is approved. The taximeter and printer. These can be reused but must be reprogrammed and set up for the new vehicle. The taxi branding on the front doors. This includes your license number. You will need new branding for the new vehicle. Some approved branding suppliers can remove the old branding for you. Fees may apply. Required documentation. These requirements are the same as for a new license application described in Section 4.2, applying for a vehicle license. Remember, bookings can only be made by the license holder, and you will be unable to book an initial suitability inspection unless your documentation is valid and verifiable online. Book an appointment by calling 0818 064 000. You must have the following things ready when calling to book the initial suitability inspection for the replacement vehicle, as you will need to give the details over the phone. Your CCSN. This is your confidential customer service number included in all correspondence issued for your SPSV license. An insurance certificate for the replacement vehicle. An NCT certificate for the replacement vehicle. Your credit or debit card details to pay the license and inspection fees when you book the appointment. Tip: remember, when you book, security questions will be asked to confirm your identity. The NTA will check ownership of the vehicle or your legal right to use and possess it, and they will validate all your documentation online. Initial suitability inspection. The initial suitability inspection takes place at one of the vehicle licensing centres around the country. The licence period for the new vehicle starts from the date of this inspection, no matter when the licence for the old vehicle was due to expire. Once the vehicle passes this inspection and meets all the NTA's licensing rules, the licensing inspector will update the license and put tamper-proof license discs on the front and rear windows of the new vehicle. Note: you are not allowed to operate the new vehicle as an SPSV until the full change of vehicle process has been completed. Taximeter verification. Taxis and wheelchair-accessible taxis only. After your vehicle passes the initial suitability inspection and you get your license, you must book an appointment with Legal Metrology Services to check and seal the taximeter. Keep the appointment letter in the vehicle until the meter has been verified and sealed. 4.6. Transferring a license after the death of the vehicle license holder. If you hold an SPSV license as an individual, you can name someone who can take over your license if you die. This is not available for licenses held by companies or businesses. To do this, fill out form S15N to nominate a person. That person will be linked to the license you specify on the form. The nominee must meet all the same conditions as someone applying for a new SPSV license, and must apply within 9 months of the license holder's death. When a vehicle license holder dies, the person who was nominated can apply to take over the license. If approved, they become the new license holder and can renew and use the license as normal. 4.7. Changing to another license category. If you are replacing your vehicle, you can apply to switch your license to a different category, either from a standard taxi license to a wheelchair accessible taxi license, or from a wheelchair accessible license to a standard one. Your original license number stays the same. Age limits for vehicles during this process are explained in Appendix A, Vehicle Age Rules. Note, if switching to a wheelchair accessible taxi license, the new vehicle must meet the required accessibility standards. 4.8. Surrendering a vehicle license. When you surrender or give up a vehicle license, it is permanently cancelled and cannot be used again. Only surrender your license if you are sure that you will never need it in the future. To surrender your license, 1. Fill out the "I wish to surrender this license" section on the back of your license certificate. 2. Read the declaration, then sign and date it to confirm that you understand and agree. 3. Send the completed form and the tamper-proof license discs to NTA at the address below. SPSV Licensing Section, National Transport Authority, P.O. Box 436, City North Business Park, Tuam Road, Galway.